みなさんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Start speaking Japanese in minutes and learn about culture and customs in just minutes more with Japanese Survival Phrases, a completely new way to master the basics of Japanese. To get more free Japanese lessons, go to JapanesePod101.com and sign up for your free lifetime account. Signing up takes less than 10 seconds and you'll find more great lessons just like this one.
In today's lesson, we'll go over the term, you're welcome. Now, it may seem like a simple phrase, but there are various ways to say it depending on the situation and politeness level. So we'll take a whole lesson on these phrases as well as customs. The most common way of saying you're welcome is どういたしまして。どういたしまして。どういたしまして。This is a polite form that can be used with friends, colleagues, senior colleagues, supervisors, and those significantly older than you.And you'd use it in situations where you feel comfortable enough being thanked. In other words, you'd use this if you thought your actions deserved an expression of appreciation. If someone thanks you for giving you a gift, for example, or answering her question, you could say, どういたしまして? Because it's pretty natural for you to be thanked for gestures like that, right? But if you think your actions didn't deserve to be mentioned or thanked, you might want to say the phrase that goes something like, don't mention it.In Japanese, we have casual and formal ways of saying this. In a casual situation, you would use iie iie, which is literally translated as no no, to mean, oh no, it's no big deal. Sort of like the Spanish phrase de nada, or it's nothing. For example, if someone thanks you for giving up their seat on the train or picking up something that someone dropped, saying iie iieconveys the feeling that you thought it was only natural for you to give up your seat or to pick up the item, and you deserve no credit for it. But again, this would be used in response to casual gestures and situations. Most likely in such situations, they'll thank you in a casual form, like, どうもありがとう. And in response, you respond casually, いえいえ. Now, for more formal situations, we use とんでもないです. とんでもないです。とんでもないです。Now, like いえいえ、とんでもないです means what I did is really no big deal. But this should be used in situations where the deeds were a bit more serious and for situations in which both parties benefited from. For example, if you went to a job interview and the interviewer thanks you for coming, you should say とんでもないです to mean, oh no.Thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to interview me. Another example would be, if you went to visit someone in the intensive care unit of the hospital, the sick person's family would probably go to great length to thank you politely. For reference, they would probably say something like, どうもありがとうございます. And since they're being so polite, and the situation is so serious, you should respond with the same degree of politeness and seriousness.In this situation, とんでもないです is the most appropriate response to convey that feeling of course I came, she was such a close friend of mine. And now for Sachiko's secret. I'll introduce a phrase I like to use in conjunction with the phrases we learned today. After saying don't mention it, I often add こちらこそ、
こちらこそ、
こちらこそ、which literally means me too, but in a polite way.But it would be translated as, no, no, I should be thanking you, or I enjoyed it too. That way, I feel like we can share the appreciation we have for each other and connect on a deeper level. And they won't feel obligated to return the favor. Speaking of obligations, Japan has a strict custom of gift giving. People give each other gifts for every opportunity possible. For example, if you have children, you'll get gifts for your kid's birthday, enrollment into a new school,graduation, Christmas, and New Year. And strictly speaking, each time you get a gift, you're supposed to give back a gift that's roughly half the price of the gift you received. Each and every single time. It can get really busy sometimes, especially if you just got married or you just had children, You'll be showered with gifts. Great, but you'll have a huge to-do list waiting for you. Okay, so to close out today's lesson, let's practice what you've just learned. I'll give you the English equivalent of the phrase, and you're responsible for shouting it out loud in Japanese. You got that? I'll give you a few seconds before I give you the answer. So good luck! 頑張ってください! You're welcome in the most common form.
どういたしまして。どういたしまして。
Don't mention it in the casual form.
いいえ。いいえ。いいえ。
And don't mention it for more formal situations.
とんでもないです。とんでもないです。
And from Sachiko's Secret, me too.
こちらこそ。こちらこそ。こちらこそ。
All right, that's going to do it for today. See you later, which in Japanese is またね!
Go to JapanesePod101.com and sign up for your free lifetime account. Signing up takes less than 10 seconds, and you'll find more great lessons just like this one. With Japanese survival phrases, you'll learn to speak with proper pronunciation and learn cultural insight and other insider information that will shock and amaze your friends, teachers, colleagues, and people you meet along the way. Go to JapanesePod101.com and claim your free lifetime account now.